So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught, Nafal Atecha Yisher V'Kelev V'Nishtabru Chamor V'Kelev V'Niskarau. If an ox or donkey with its utensils on it fell into a pit and were damaged, Chayev Ala Behema U'Patar Ala Kelem. The Balabar is liable only for the animal and exempt for the Kelem. The Gemara cites a Braisa which states, Yehuda Mechayev Al Niske Kelem B'Bar. Yehuda disagrees and says that the Balabar is also liable for Kelem that were damaged in this pit. The Gemara explains that their machlekes is based in the pasuk of bar, which states, "V'nafal shem esher achamar." An ox or a donkey fell into the bar. The Rabban hold sher b'le adam, chamar b'le kelim. The word sher comes to exclude a person that died, and the word chamar excludes the utensil that broke. And oy l'chalik. The word oy teaches that even if only one animal, a sher or chamar, fell in, the balabar is chayiv. While Rabbi Huda holds sher b'le adam, the word sher does exclude a person that died. However, oy l'rabbis is a kelim. The superfluous word oy teaches to include even kelim that he is liable. However, chamur debar l'rabihu de kasha. The word chamur does not exclude anything. And l'chalik m'venafel nafka. The singular word venafel teaches that even if only one animal fell in, the balabar is chayiv. While the rabbana hold oy l'chalik because venafel tuba mashma. The word venafel implies many animals. The next Mishnah teaches, however, that Shur Echamur does not refer merely to an ox and donkey, but to all Bali Chayim. Echad Shur ve'echad kol behemimah, v'chin chayiv ha'ayv kayetz behen. All living creatures are included. The Gemara offers three possible sources for this halacha. Klal uprat uklal. The pasuk first states, v'nafal, a klal, an inclusive word. Then Shur Echamur, a prat, an exclusive word. And then Bal Habar Yishalom, a second klal. And we say, klal uprat uklal, i'at adon elikein aprat. The klal expands the prat and includes other pratim that are similar to the prat, but does not include pratim that are different than the prat. Therefore, mahaprat mefurish bali chayim af kol bali chayim. Just as the prat is a living creature, so too all living creatures are included. However, the Gemara rejects this source because it does not include all bali chayim. The Gemara now offers another source, the pasuk v'amisi eloi, which implies kol dvar misa. For any living creature that dies, the bal habar is liable. And even so, without the word chamur, even kelim would have been included because shibirasin zuhi misasin, the breaking of a kli is considered its death. The Gemara, however, rejects this source as well because the pasuk is needed for another teaching. Therefore, the Gemara concludes that the source is in the pasuk of kesef yosh levalov, which implies called the isli bailim. For anything that has an owner, the bal habar is liable. However, regarding kelim, we still have the machlekes, as mentioned earlier, that the rabban holds shor b'le adam chamur b'le kelim. The word chamur excludes kelim. While Rabbi Huna holds shor b'le adam oy l'rabbis is a kelim. The word oy includes kelim. The previous Mishnah taught nafal l'teich shor chereshet v'katan chayif, which means shor shuhu cheresh, shor shuhu shaiter, shor shuhu katan. If an ox that was either deaf, insane, or a minor fell into the pit, the balabar is liable. The Gemara points out that the Mishnah implies Harsher Shu Bekeach Pater. For an ox that was normal, he is Pater, because Diboyle Yune Mezel. The ox can see where it's walking and should have avoided the bar. The Mishnah concludes, however, Ben Oy Bas Ever Oy Oma Pater. If a young boy or girl, a servant or maid, fell into the pit, the Balabar is not liable, because as the Gemara mentioned earlier, Sher Vele Adam. Tzak the Mishnah. The following halachas pertain to any balchai, any living creature, regardless of whether it was an ox or another domesticated animal, or even a wild animal or bird. And as the Mishnah concludes, regarding all these halachas, the pasuk mentions shor v'chamor only because they are the most common. And the Mishnah lists these halachas. L'nefilas habar. If any balchai falls into a pit, the balabar is liable because the pasuk states kesef yoshav lava alav called the isle bailam for all that has an owner. Ula hafrashas har sinai. All balichayim were forbidden to ascend har sinai during Matan Torah because the pasuk states im behema im ish lo yichya v'chaya b'chalav behema havya. The word behema also includes chaya, non-domesticated animals, and the superfluous word im includes even birds. V'litashlumi keifel. If someone steals any animal, or even an inanimate object, he is liable to pay twice its value because the pasuk states, Al kol dvar pesha, kolal kol davar pshia. Any item is included. Ula shavas aveda. If someone finds any lost item, even if it was not a balchai, he is obligated to return it to its owner because the pasuk states, L'chol aveda sechicha. Lefrika. If someone sees any overloaded animal, he must assist the owner in unloading because there is a gzeira shava through the word chamor from Shabbos. L'chasima, a person is forbidden to place a muzzle on any animal while it works in his fields because there is a gzeira shava through the word shur from Shabbos. L'klayim, regarding klayim the harisha, a person is forbidden to plow his fields with any two animals of different species because there is a gzeira shava through the word shur from Shabbos. And regarding klayim the harva, a person is forbidden to breed any two animals of different species because there is a gzeira shava through the word behemtucha from Shabbos. Ula Shabbos, a person is forbidden to allow his animal to work on Shabbos because the pasuk of the Dibros HaAchrayin states, V'sharcha v'chamorcha v'chol b'mtecha kol ribu yuhu. The inclusive word kol refers to any balchai. And the words sharcha, chamorcha, b'hemtecha are all superfluous for the three gzeres shavas of sharcha l'chasima, chamor chamor l'prika, b'hemtecha b'hemtecha l'klayim. Just as regarding Shabbos, all balichaim are included, so too regarding these mitzvahs, all balichaim are included. The Gemara points out, however, that although there is a gzeirah shava from Shabbos to klayim, there is a distinction which is derived from the pasuk in the Dibros HaAchrayinus. L'man yenuach avdecha v'amoscha kameicha, l'hanochei kashdiv v'loy l'davar achar. The Isra Shabbos applies even to a person, and that a master may not allow his slaves to work on Shabbos. However, the Issa Klayim does not apply to a person, and that Adam Mutr Im Kulan Lachar Shvalimshech, a person is permitted to work together with any animal.